in our country. It should be a special day for every one of us. In fact, every day of the year should be a Thanksgiving day. But it lets us know, and really as it points back really to what God has really done for us as we look back and thank Him for the Thanksgiving. The pilgrims, whenever they gather together for that first fall of the year, when they gather their crops, and they observe the Thanksgiving day as they're looking back, and God had been with them when they landed in Massachusetts on Plymouth Rock, and they just thank the Lord and praise the Lord for a good harvest, that they had enough of food. And it makes us reflect to think about, you know, of our country. And Abraham Lincoln in 1863, he set aside this national day for a holiday that we observe tomorrow, and to celebrate it with our families and our friends, and just to celebrate the food. It's a very, very special day. But not only that, as we see it in our country, it's a Thanksgiving day, but also in the Bible, it's a duty to be thankful and have a Thanksgiving day. It's also a command in the Word of God for us to give thanks. So it says in this Psalm 103, verses 1, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Father Jesus, we thank You, Lord, for this time, the season of the year, that we can reflect back of this whole year, Father, how great and merciful You've been. But not only for this year, but, Lord, for the years, Lord, that You've looked down and blessed our country. And, Father, humanity as a whole, we just want to thank You for that blessing name of Jesus Christ. Father, even as You bring us down to this hour, Father, here in this church, we want to thank You for each one, the members of this church, and tomorrow that we might celebrate a Thanksgiving. We could not have a Thanksgiving, Father, without You, and giving thanks to You, because it all starts with our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ, and how we thank You and praise You, Lord, for what You have done, what You are doing, and what You're going to do, in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen. As I said, it's a command in the Word of God. I'll read a few verses of Psalms 100 and verse 4. "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and to His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His holy name." You know, as He's talking to the Jews at that time, and they go into His gates. Remember the tabernacle, He says, into His gates, that first gate that you walk into His courts, and you begin to praise. Because time you go into the gates of that tabernacle, immediately you see the sacrifice, what Christ has done on that altar for us on Calvary's cross. So that He says, you know, as we enter into that gate, the first thing you see is that blood sacrifice to praise to God. And that courts, remember all the great things that was done in that court to reflect Jesus Christ in our life this day. And then Psalm 105, verse 1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people." And 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." In Ephesians 5 and 20, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Give thanks in all things. Now, it's kind of hard to give thanks for all things. There's a problem when you know, give thanks for all things. Have you ever thought about that? How do you give thanks for the bad things that happens to you? You ever thought about that? That's what it says, give thanks for all things. Old Matthew Henry, one of the oldest commentaries that I've ever read behind, and a lot of the preachers read behind old Matthew Henry, and he's always praising God. And it comes a time that when he is robbed on the street, and when he's robbed on the street, they wondered how that old Matthew Henry was going to praise God for being robbed. He said, well, to start with, it's the first time I've been robbed, praise the Lord. And the next thing he says, they took my money and not my life. And then the third thing he says, I'm glad that I'm the one that got robbed and I weren't the one that's doing the robbing. So there's always something to thank God for. Remember an old preacher, another one I read behind, he went to a tent meeting. You know how it used to be as they went to a revival, an old tent meeting, and you know, he preached as hard as he could, and he passed his hat. He didn't get nary dime, not the first thing. They said, I wonder what he's going to brag on, how he's going to praise the Lord now. He said, well, knowing this much, I'm glad I got my hat back. So we always got something to praise the Lord for. But I know it's hard to praise the Lord when things are not going well and things really happen to us as bad. But I really believe that we know the Lord Jesus Christ. We can look to the future and find out we won't stay in these difficulties. It's a day that we need to give thanks. It's a duty, and also it is a delight. This psalm David was talking about whenever his soul was set free, as we read this. Many psalms, as you read, is a psalm of thanksgiving, but this psalm here sets our hearts and our mind in the direction of praise and thanksgiving. I hope you understand what's really happening tomorrow. And as you just read this psalm, and you know, it points our heart and our soul. As remember tomorrow, as we partake of that great dinner that Lord has, you know, let us have in this country, and you know, family and fellowship and friends. Just think about what He's done for us. Thanksgiving for His person. To start with, it's all about Him. Verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul. Now he's talking to himself. He says, all that is within me. You know, from the head of his foot to the bottom of the sole of his feet. Physical blessings, emotional blessings, and also spiritual blessings today. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name as all that God is. Bless his name. You know, some people has a very low view of God. Did y'all know that? In fact, a lot of places you go in this country, they has a very low view of God. I asked you tonight, how big is your God? How big is your God? Some have a very small concept of the God that we serve. But my Bible tells me in Genesis, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now that's a pretty good sized God, would you say? That's a big God. But a lot of people don't believe that God created earth. They believe in evolution. That's just one way of getting God out of their minds and their hearts and the soul and out of our country, out of our schools, out of our mind. Evolution. I'm going to tell you, that's a mighty big God. Mighty big God. God created. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross of Calvary. He was buried and He rose again the third day. I thank the Lord for who He is, for His person. The night. Someone said, do you love me for what I do for you? Do you just love me for who I am? The same thing I'd ask you tonight. Do you love God for who He is? Or do people love God for what He does for them? Who He is. Who He is where our thanksgiving. If you're going to be thankful for anything God done, it's because of who He is. You know, a little boy coming to his father's office when his father was busy and working. He just sat down and just looking at his father. And directly his father said, what do you want, son? He just says, nothing. I just want to be near you. You reckon ever God feels out of way towards us? Don't ask Him for anything. Just want to be near you. James says, draw nigh unto God. He will draw nigh unto you. You ever thought back whenever you was a child, when your daddy was at home, you come close to the evening time, and you know you didn't have to say a lot to daddy, but you know that daddy was in the house. Wasn't it kind of a peace and a calmness when the family was together and when daddy was home? We was all draw nigh to daddy. There's just comfort knowing that someone's in the house for security. And we call Abba Father, Jesus Christ, knowing that we have closeness to Him and the nearness to Him. And we come close to Him and nearness to Him, you know, we just praise Him for His person. For His provisions also. Thank the Lord for what He provides for us. In verse 2, as I done read, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Now, does He have any benefits? Oh, all He has done for us. Forget not. You know, the nation of Israel, whenever they was going into the promised land over and over and over, you know, it says forget not, to remember. Don't forget all that I have done for you. But Israel, you know, they forgot. I wonder about our nation. I wonder if God could look down upon the nation of the United States of America, and just like He did the nation of Israel when He brought them out of bondage, crossed the desert, crossed Jordan River, into the promised land, houses they didn't build, wells they didn't dig, set on trees they didn't plant. They forgot God. Is that something from history to tell us what the United States are going through right now? You know what we have learned from history is we haven't learned anything from history. God, I really do believe we forgot about God in this country. The same thing the nation of Israel. We're not thankful enough. You know, thankful is a great thing. But like the nation of Israel, you know, and the time they forgot about God, I really do believe we're growing up a generation in our country has forgot about God. We can do more than what we're doing. I believe we need to start in our own heart, in our own homes, Maybe think about Hillary Clinton wrote a book, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. She's got it wrong. It takes a home to raise a child. And then it takes homes to make a village. Without homes, there'll be no village. So the home's where it starts at. Look at our homes across our nation this day, and we wonder where God's at. I could go on and on in this. But the most important thing that, you know, that I as a pastor, Brother Marshall as a pastor, could teach the church, the most important thing that I could teach this church, and that is to be thankful. That is the most important thing as a congregation, to be thankful. Why? Because a thankful church, a congregation, is a happy congregation. And a happy congregation is a faithful congregation. And the faithful congregation is a congregation that will serve the Lord. And they'll tell others about their happiness. So it all starts out to teach us to love Jesus and to thank Him is the first priority. Count you many blessings and name them one by one. And would we be surprised? I couldn't count my blessings one by one. There are not enough of paper to write them down on. But if you begin to start to do it, I believe we'd be surprised what the Lord has done. Make that long list. Thank the Lord for His provisions. But provision is one thing. If you begin to write them down, one provision is He saved us. He saved me. Verses 3 and 4, it says, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Man, is that good? What sin does to us, it turns us into a prisoner, does it not? But it says, forgive all of our iniquities. All of them. You know what that word forgiveness there, in there in the Hebrew language? It means to pick up something and put it somewhere else. That's your iniquities. That's your sin. That's mine. So what I done in faith in Christ Jesus, and what He done for me when He saved me, He picked up the sin off of me and my iniquity. And where did He place it at? On Calvary's cross. On the shoulders of Jesus. He comes, becomes sin for me who know no sin. He picked my sins up and He placed them on His Son Jesus Christ. Are you thankful that He saved you tonight? 2,000 years ago by faith. Thank the Lord that He saved me. You know, we forget about the thanking for our salvation a lot of times, don't we? We just take it for granted. But it turns us into a patient. Have you ever been in a patient who's been to the emergency room lately? He said it heals all of our diseases. He heals physical disease. How many of you have ever been healed physically? Some of you don't know. You ever had a cold? You got well from it? Well, you ever been in the hospital and you're out of it? He heals physically. Y'all believe that, don't you? Or we wouldn't be here today. I really do believe He heals. Who heals all our diseases? But you see, there's some other diseases that's worse than physical diseases. It's disease of the soul. You know, I want to have a healthy body, don't you? I want to have a healthy body to enjoy this little short life that we're living in. Just a few moments on the speck of eternity. I really desire to have a healthy body that I can enjoy what few moments in this little life we call life. And He heals our disease and He heals our bodies so many times. But you see, there's another disease. The disease of the soul. Oh, it's so much deeper. You know, there's a disease of lust. You know, it would just eat you up. And there's a disease of anger. There's a disease of hate. There's a disease of prejudice. There's a disease of greed. There's a disease of guilt. There's a disease of doubt. Oh, there's a lot of diseases that Christ Jesus has healed us from. You have any spiritual diseases that Christ has healed you from? And let us forgive one another. also to make a porpoise out of us. Look at verse 4. Who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Sin puts you in the pit of sin, down deep. Jesus Christ come and turns you into a prince because you are a child of the King and a prince. Heir with God and joint heir with Jesus Christ. He saved us. What else? He's turned us into a patient. He satisfies us. Look at what it says in verse 5. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things so that thy mouth is renewed like an eagle. He satisfies us. And we were talking about Thanksgiving Day. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day. I'm looking forward to the meal. There's a lot of you and the family members and all the great meal. Don't you look forward to Christmas and Thanksgiving meal with families and friends and loved ones? Glory, glory, glory. I love food. I love food. And you just think about tomorrow now as you taste those good victuals that the Lord has helped you and provided you for. Do you thank the Lord that many people tomorrow won't even give thanks to God? They won't even bow their head tomorrow. Did you know that around our country? They won't even bow their head tomorrow. They won't thank God for what they've got tomorrow. You think about this tomorrow now whenever you partake of that food and thank Him for that food. Thank Him that you got teeth to chew it with. Yeah. Like the old boy that's having a testimony service like I wanted to have tonight if I could just shut up. And everybody was testifying, and the old boy stood up and said, I want to praise the Lord. Didn't have but two teeth in his head. Had one on the top, one on the bottom. They went, what in the world are he going to praise the Lord for? He said, I praise the Lord with my two teeth. One on the top, one on the bottom. And I praise the Lord, they match. So praise the Lord. As you begin to chew on that food tomorrow. Thank the Lord for your taste. You know, some people don't have no taste. Can't taste food. Then how about your family? That old song we sang, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. That I love so dear. I just remembered a whole list of things whenever I was studying this. Went and washed my hands. You know what? I remember we didn't have any running water unless you run out to the pump or the well and got it. I don't know if any of y'all remember that. Is any of you old enough to remember that? I might be honest. How many of you are old enough to remember you didn't have no running water? Oh, you bunch of old people, ain't you? You ever thank the Lord for that running water when you turn it on? You know, and some people now, they get under the spigot, they turn it on, they might do this, you just wash, you know what, and just let that water run and run and run. I always think about this. If they had to pump water for a mule or cow, they wouldn't run that water like that. They would cut it off. It took a lot of water for a mule or a cow or a hogs. They'd cut the water off. I remember, I thank the Lord for that running water now. I know that I'm going to get personal, but how about bathrooms in the house? You know, cold, rainy night. Without a flashlight. Just no lamp. It's raining. And oh, my old stomach don't feel good. Did I need to tell you the rest? Thank the Lord for indoor plumbing. Some of you kids don't know what I'm talking about, but I remember that. Air conditioning. We had a lot of it in the wintertime. Y'all ever thank the Lord for air conditioning? I panic in the summertime when the air conditioning goes out. That's a time of great distress. I panic. And the heat. We won't even talk about the lights in the house. You know, we're going to go home tonight, and every one of us got warm houses, trailers, whatever you want to call it, but they warm and so secure. Like I said, they got hot water. Woo, thank you for hot water. You didn't have to go to a stove and heat the water and come pour it in a little pan and wash your feet. Thank the Lord for all that. And I could go on. And I could go on. I could go on. Thank you for the family. You know, tonight, as I said, thank Lord for all things, and maybe say, well, some of my family's already gone. They're in heaven. Well, you can thank them for the beautiful memories. You know, tonight, as I look out, and I see some without their mates, husbands, wife. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Then our friends. Lord, if I don't hush, y'all ain't going to get a chance to say anything. Our friends here at Pleasant Hill. Appreciate this congregation. Have you told your friends lately you thank the Lord for them? Not just here at this church, but just everywhere. Thank the Lord for our fellowship we have at this church. He saved us, He satisfies us, but He surrounds us with His mercy in verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenty in mercy. You know, He just keeps coming back to God's mercy. It's so connected with grace. Try to measure God's mercy. The psalmist tried to measure. Can you measure God's mercy? Well, he says here, he tried to measure it vertically there in verse 11. He says, for the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy towards them that fear Him. Well, he says vertically this way, heaven is high above the earth. He tried to measure. How high is that? You know, a spaceship, they go to the moon, and I really do people that has walked on the moon, but you see God's mercy is right with them. You know, German astronaut, cosmonaut, whatever they want to call them, Germans, the first time, you know, they went around the moon, they said they didn't see no God. Y'all remember on like national television? They looked out and didn't see no God. All he had to do was step out of that spaceship. He would have found where God was at, wouldn't he? But God had mercy that He brought them back to earth. Even if that person didn't believe God, He had mercy. Far beyond. Then he tried to measure, you know, horizontally here with verse 12. He says, for as far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgression from us. I always like this, where the Holy Spirit has penned this. He didn't say, you know, He moved our sins as far as the north is from the south, did He? Because y'all remember, when you go down to the South Pole and you go towards the North Pole, after a while, you get to the North Pole, won't you? And then you leave the North Pole, you go this way, you get to the South Pole. But He didn't say north and south. He said east and west. Because, you know, you start going east around the world and you'll always keep going east. You'll always keep going east. You won't do like you do from north to south. I'm going north, now I'm going south. All right, now I'm going south, now I'm going north. But you won't do that east and west. You're going east, and you keep 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 going east. You're going west, and you'll keep going west, and you keep going west, and you keep going west. You can't measure it. That's the reason the Holy Spirit put it that way. That's how far that our sins is from God. He put them way out. We can't even understand that. God's mercy surrounds us. It's unmeasurable. Thank God for His person, provisions, also for His power there in verse 19. The Lord hath prepared His throne in heaven and His kingdom rule over all. You know, we look at this world and sometimes, and I watch, try to watch as much news as I can, and look at our world, you know, and the affairs of our world, it really makes you kind of worry about it in a while. And you look at our country, and you know, this is not the country that I really believe that my grandkids going to enjoy like I enjoyed. And it kind of makes us worry a little bit, but in that verse 19 it says, you know, the Lord hath prepared His throne in heaven and His kingdom ruleth all over all. Well, that's talking about us today. And I just flipped over to Revelation chapter 4 and chapter 5, the starting of the tribulation time right in the midst here in chapter 4 and 5. In those two chapters, He mentions 17 times Thy throne, Thy throne, Thy throne. In the great tribulation time, there's still a throne of God. God is still on the throne, no matter what happens to our country or to our world today. God's still on the throne. Thank God for God. And then I try to hurry and close. I could keep on, but I'm going to try my best to hurry here. Closing away, you know what? The psalmist ends the same way he starts. In the last verse, bless the Lord, all His work, and all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, is the way it starts off and it ends. Bless the Lord, O my soul. You know what that tells me? Praise and thanksgiving is like a circle that never ends. He starts off with praise and thanksgiving, and he ends with praise and thanksgiving. Praise and thanksgiving, it never ends. When we in eternity, when we leave this earth, it will never end in all eternity. Praise and thanksgiving. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank you tonight. I knew I went long. I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. I want to go longer, but I want to ask anybody tonight if they have anything they want to praise the Lord for or give a testimony, a few moments, if y'all not in no big hurry. Anybody? Amen. Anyone else? Okay, what you need to say? Help us. Go ahead. Yeah. Well, at least he raised a hand. Y'all won't even raise y'all a hand. Anyone else? Well, that tells me y'all want to go home, man. All right. I give y'all the opportunity.